One of the most ancient topics that theologians have pondered and discussed over the centuries is known simply as the idea of the motives for the incarnation, which simply put is the question, why did God become man? For that ultimately is what we believe, that Jesus Christ is the very Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, eternal with the Father and the Son, who became man for us. And the simplest answer to that question, and the most concise, is what we say every Sunday in the Creed. It was for us men and for our salvation that he came down from heaven. And certainly that is true. Above all, Jesus came to save us. But probably the most brilliant theologian the church has ever known, St. Thomas Aquinas, notes that God didn't have to save us in this way. There are any number of ways God, in his great, almighty, infinite power, could have chosen to save us. So why is it that God did it in this way, that he became man? And St. Thomas says there are a number of reasons that this was the best way for God to do this. One of which, he said, is that by becoming man, God gave us an example because we could see and hear and touch Jesus in the flesh. And we could look to him and the way he lived as a model for us to follow. And so it is as we read the scriptures and as we hear the gospels proclaimed. One of the most fruitful things for us to do is to ask, what is Jesus teaching me by his example in this moment? And so I'd like to invite you to ponder with me what the church places before us every first Sunday of Lent, which is this moment in which Jesus goes out into the desert and he spends 40 days there. And to ask, what is the example here? What is our Lord trying to teach us by what he does here? It's probably not that we all need to run off into the desert. We're okay living here in Wentzville, not going out to Arizona. Although our Lenten observance, the 40-day season that we've just begun, is based upon these 40 days that our Lord spent in the desert. But I think we can get to the root of it by simply asking, what ultimately is the desert? The desert is a place where all the creature comforts are removed. If you've ever traveled out west, you've gotten a sense for this. In fact, I learned this week through a little Google search that the longest distance between two interstate exits in the United States is, not surprisingly, in Utah, in the middle of the desert. 37 miles between two exits from the interstate. Food and drink is hard to find. Gas can be hard to find. God forbid, there are even spots where there's no cell service in the desert. All the creature comforts are removed. But our Lord gives us this example to teach us that we need to step out of all of the flurry of activity and of the constant distraction, and to step out of all the comforts in life, because when we do that, something very significant happens in our hearts. Anyone who's ever been on a silent retreat has experienced this. It's an uncomfortable experience. That idea of getting away into the silence seems, on the surface, maybe rather appealing and somewhat romantic. Maybe if you're a parent with a lot of little children, especially. And at first, often it is. But then what happens when we go off into the silence is we are faced with ourselves. And we're faced in particular with these very deep, profound questions that are lurking under the surface about the very meaning of my life. What's it all about? And we're faced with these profound longings of the human soul that no matter how much comfort and material possessions we seem to get, is never satisfied. We always want more. And that comes right to the surface when we step out from it all. We find these deep, deep cravings, desires of the human heart. And we also are faced squarely with our own weakness and failure and our sin. We come to see very quickly the battle that is raging within us between good and evil, between temptation and virtue in our lives. Notice for Jesus, for example, when he went into the desert, he was thrown right into the battle, tempted here by the devil. And the thing is, it can be rare for us to perceive these deep questions and these profound longings and this battle that's raging in our hearts because, not that they're not there all the time, but because we're not there all the time. We spend so much of our life kind of on the surface of things or distracted by so much. But if we want to grow to union with God, that's ultimately the purpose of our life. That's what we're made for. Union with God. This is why we can't find satisfaction no matter how much we get in life. Because the heart's only satisfied by the infinite. If we want to grow towards that union with God, we have to go regularly into the desert to remain in touch with all of this that's happening in the depths of our hearts. And when I say regularly, certainly retreats and days of prayer and things like that are good. Certainly Sunday Mass is essential and important. But I would propose to you, we need a desert time every day. And here's a simple way that I think you can do that in your life. Choose a particular amount of time. Maybe it's just 15 minutes is all you can spare. If you can give more, great. But choose a particular amount of time you can commit to each day. And then here's a very important thing. Silence your phone and go into another room so that it's not a temptation and a distraction. And then say a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Pay attention to the gospel today. We're told it's the Spirit that led Jesus into the desert. So ask the Holy Spirit to be the guide for your desert time. Then read the gospel for that day, the gospel for Mass that day. Jesus in the desert, he's constantly quoting from Scripture because Scripture has this ability to kind of penetrate right to the heart. So read the gospel for the day, and then for those 15, 30 minutes, talk with the Lord in your heart about the gospel. What does it teach me? How does it challenge me? What thoughts and emotions does it stir within me? Ponder these things with our Lord. And then when your 15, 30 minutes are over, finish with a prayer to Our Lady. Ask her to make your time of prayer that day fruitful in your life. Because she, more than any other, knows how to have a fruitful encounter with God and for his grace to bear great fruit in life. If we practice this, if we're regularly going into the desert, it's not always going to be comfortable. Sure, there are moments where we receive little touches of consolation and beautiful insights from the Lord, but more often than not, it's going to uncover these unfulfilled longings and the battle in our heart. But you see, that's essential because we're made for God. And when all of that within us is uncovered, then we are ready to turn to the Lord and to seek our salvation in Him, to call out to Him. And that's good news because as St. Paul taught us in the second reading today, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. St. Patrick.